baggage charges.
Make your vacation special.
Announcing the 2011 Quicken Loans Carrier Classic, a first-of-its-kind college basketball game played on an aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson. This Veterans Day, truly amazing. Today's rates are just as amazing. 3.99% on a 30-year fixed, APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-8011. And don't forget to watch the 2011 Quicken Loans Carrier Classic on ESPN November 11th.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
The all-new West County Nissan just got $5,000 worth of dealer cash coupons for Versus, and they're passing it on to you while they last. Plus, get 0% on an Altima, or lease it for $189 a month, or get 0% on a Rogue, or lease it for just $219 a month. The all-new West County Nissan, now open 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin, or go to westcountynissan.com.
Special APRs and low rebates, includes all rebates and incentives. 39-month lease, DTL not included, 12,000 per year miles, pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Football is back, and so is Touchdown to Cash at Casino Queen. Every Tuesday through Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back, so get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Does St. Louis seem brighter? It should. Metro Lighting in Chesterfield Valley is now open. Celebrate our grand opening with savings at all locations during home decorating days going on now. Save at least 25% store-wide, including already reduced merchandise. Save on all fixtures, accessories, and more, including unique and timeless designs from Metropolitan Lighting. And bring in a celebration bonus coupon to save an additional 10% on one item. Find it at MetroLightingCenters.com. Hurry in and save.
My name is Phyllis Elke, and I know Christian cares about me.
A free Christian hospital screening caught Phyllis's diabetes and got her on the road to better health. Visit ChristianCares.org to schedule yours today. Christian Hospital. Care for life.
One of the things we do on this show that nobody else does is they'll do the news at 4 o'clock. And by the way, I knew it was 4 o'clock even though I said 2. Hey, you try doing this for 3 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Yeah,
see
that's crazy.
See if it doesn't fry your brain. Every once in a while, you kind of get in a fog. So, you know, here we are at 4:15, 4:16. Most shows bail out about 8, 9, 10 after. But then they break after about 5 minutes. We prefer to get the business done. And then we can have a great big hole in the hour where we can talk and kick things around. And the next thing we're going to do with that regard is the Wood Report, which we have every Tuesday and we have again today. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait. Look forward to it. And for about 1 minute before that, I just want to remind any of you as we get into, and you are closer than you want to be, to ice on the roads. It's coming, okay? Yeah, very soon. And you're not ready for it. Next thing you know, you're sideways and you're into somebody else's car and you knocked him into somebody else's car. And now somebody's going to call the body shop and have the repair work done. Either you or your insurance company. You can let them do it as long as they're going to call Schaefer. And if they're not and they don't make that clear to you, then you tell them that's who you want to do it, because you are the policyholder and you have the right to have that work done wherever you want it done. And I can't think of any reason why anybody would want inferior work.
Hey,
insurance? What?
The last car that I had, I got hit in the back twice. The first time, and it was two different insurance companies.
I told you,
companies.
Take that sticker off that says on the back of your car, I'm Dan Strauss.
Oh,
take that off.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Well, I have a different car now. But,
no, okay.
But this car, the first girl that hit me, she had a different insurance company. And I had talked to them, and they said, oh, Schaefer is our preferred auto body shop.
See, that's the way it ought to be.
And the second girl that hit me, her insurance company said the same thing. And two totally different insurance companies.
Did you check the IDs of those two girls to see if their last names might have been Schaefer?
Oh.
Maybe he had his relatives out hitting people?
They both had Schaefer Insurance.
Oh.
I don't know, just a thought.
Wow.
Now, I know Steve Schaefer. He wouldn't do that. He may have thought about it, but he wouldn't do that. He has plenty of business just the legitimate way, and that's people who have heard, hopefully through this show, or from somebody who has used Schaefer and had a great experience, that this is where you want the body work done. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Seven locations now. And I don't have to tell you, except that I don't know of anybody who has better equipment or better people or who can do what they can do better than they do it, because it's like art. You're an artist when you do great body work, because there's a special talent involved. So that, and put it this way, if you had a 4-year-old car, and even though it was in perfect shape, and you kept it and waxed it and garaged it, if you were to paint the door the same paint that would be on a brand new car of that make and model, it's not going to look right in some light, because 4 years, even garaged, that paint has very slightly, but it has oxidized and aged. You wouldn't notice it until you put the wrong paint right next to that paint. They have high-tech computerized ways of matching it to exactly what it was before. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Yeah. Not a week that goes by that there's not plenty to talk about in the world of Hollyweird, and this week I'm sure is no exception. Ladies and gentlemen, with the Wood Report, here is Tina Dalpiez.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen to that crowd.
Well, like Frank said earlier, Joe Frazier did die last night from liver cancer. He was 67. He was only diagnosed 6 weeks ago.
Ooh,
and
wow.
Spent his final days in a Philadelphia area hospice. 6 weeks.
That went fast.
And 60 Minutes paid tribute to the late Andy Rooney on the show Sunday evening. Rooney died Friday at 92, almost 1 month after giving his final commentary on television. In the tribute, Rooney is called America's favorite grouch in chief, the voice, the loud whiny voice, speaking on behalf of citizens fed up with nearly everything.
You know what I liked about his last speech on TV? He sort of, without really apologizing for being who he was, he said that he realized that he was rude and grouchy, and that, you know, in a way, that might not have been the right way to treat a lot of people. But I just like that he acknowledged it. Like not
curmudgeon.
Like not giving people autographs and stuff like that. That maybe that wasn't the right way to do it, but it was just his way, and that's who he was. I really did like his last speech.
And they published a few, well, 10 of his most internet-worthy zingers. One of them is, nowadays, 80% of women are against marriage. Why? Because women realize it's not worth buying an entire pig just to get a little sausage.
See, that's not his original thought, because that goes back to the old, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free?
Right.
It's a ripoff of something else. I hate it when they do that to people.
He also said there are more beauty parlors than there are beauties. He said, someone screwed up how computers work, and I blame it on Bill Gates. I had one typewriter in 50 years, but I bought 7 computers in 6 years. I suppose that's why Bill Gates is rich and Underwood is out of business.
That sounds funny.
Yep, that was him. Hal Cantor, I don't know if you've heard of him. He was an Emmy-winning comedy writer behind the groundbreaking series Julia. Do you remember that show?
That was, don't tell me, please don't tell me. It was the first black female regular TV sitcom, and it was, oh my goodness.
I know the actress.
I can see her. Julia, what was it?
Diane Carroll.
Yes, Diane Carroll.
Yep.
Yes. She was a nurse, I think.
That's right. And it was the first series to feature an African-American actress playing a professional woman instead of a domestic worker. He was 92.
It was a good show.
I loved that show.
Yeah.
I liked her. Dr. Conrad Murray is currently being held in the medical ward at the L.A. County Men's Central Jail.
Now, who is this? I've not heard of him.
He was the doctor convicted.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I know who he is.
But they're saying it's for his own protection. There were reports that he was on suicide watch, but officials are saying that's not true. And this, while his lawyers worked on his defense for the last couple of years, they were also filming a documentary called Michael Jackson and the Doctor, A Fatal Friendship. which features a close look at the preparation of the trial and includes some of the fighting between Murray's lawyers. NBC is going to air the documentary this Friday and then repeat it on Sunday. Dr. Murray signed on to the project when it first started in 2009, but it's not clear how much money he's going to make from that movie.
I have a question. Uh-huh. Forget Conrad Murray. Let's not make this apply to him, because his is not... he's not a Jeffrey Dahmer or, you know, John Wayne Gacy. But let's take some of these other people who are... It wasn't involuntary. It was flat-out homicide, murder, serial killer. They put those people, like the Oklahoma guy, Oklahoma City.
McVeigh.
They'll put them on suicide watch. Here's my question. Why? Why not let them... Everybody would be better off. Think of the money it saves. We've eliminated, and we didn't even do it.
Except when somebody sues the jail for the death, and then they...
No, don't let them sue the jail. Screw them. You can't... Don't make that possible. The legal system doesn't have to judge that the family is deserving of anything. Let them kill themselves. I'm serious.
Okay, well, Nancy
Everybody
Grace...
Be better off.
Your favorite Nancy Grace had some harsh words for Dr. Murray. She said, God's going to get him. He and Casey Anthony can have a tea party when he gets out in 4 years.
Yeah. Well, let me... do you mind if I take a minute of your time to say a few words about that pig, Nancy Grace? If you remember, Nancy Grace, the Elizabeth Smart kid, Richard Ricci, was at one time a suspect. And Nancy Grace, on Larry King, said he was, quote, guilty. Not even might be guilty. She said he's guilty. And she was wrong, because if you remember, they caught that, what was that scum, Brian David Mitchell was his name, walking along the street with Elizabeth Smart. So she was wrong about it. Remember the Duke LaCrosse thing?
Mm-hmm.
The kids that were accused of rape, falsely accused by that drunken stripper?
Yep.
Nancy Grace ripped those boys apart and essentially convicted them on television by saying, there were three members of the Duke University's men's lacrosse team, if I remember, and there was this stripper who falsely accused them of raping her, and she said Duke suspended the season that year, the rest of the lacrosse season. And Grace says, here's the quote, "Oh, I'm so glad they didn't miss a lacrosse game over a little thing like gang rape." And they were innocent. So Nancy Grace has a big mouth. And by the way, after the three players were determined not guilty, on the next day of Nancy Grace's show, she didn't appear. She's a coward. Jane Velez Mitchell did the show and announced the removal of all charges. She wouldn't even face the TV audience to say, "I am so sorry that I accused those boys." She's a pig.
Okay, you ready to go on?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Rich people just keep getting richer. One example is Candy Spelling, Aaron Spelling's wife. She recently won $90,000 on the slots in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Back in 2007, she won $200,000 on the slots, $180,000 in 2008, and she won a car at a charity auction.
Wow. Man.
Lindsay Lohan's 30-day jail sentence was reduced to under 5 hours. Sources are saying her Playboy shoot last week was a big success. Her reps calling it absolutely fantastic and very tasteful.
Yeah, I love that.
Her mom was there. Her mom was at the shoot and added that Lindsay's great in front of the camera.
Oh, boy.
Is that gross? Have your mom there while you're...
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
I agree. It is gross.
The January-February issue of Playboy with Lindsay on its cover hits newsstands in late December. Charlie Sheen apparently having a great time working on his new film called A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swan III. He tweeted, "This is at least 2.5 times more fun than my last gig."
Oh.
I thought that was kind of cute.
Good one.
Okay. If you watch The X Factor, you know that singer Josh Grajic is one of the finalists for the $5 million prize. Sources are saying he's drinking and his cigarette smoking are sabotaging his shot at victory his voice gave out during practice last week.
Yeah, I don't watch it, and apparently neither do many other people.
That's true. The Obama administration has announced $60 million in additional funding to fight AIDS transmission in sub-Saharan Africa and a new special envoy to raise global awareness, and that is Ellen DeGeneres.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. TLC reality stars Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar
Duggar.
Duggar.
The Duggars. I know, I can't believe this. Wait
20th kid.
Oh, wait. I read this morning and I couldn't believe it.
Due next April, Michelle, who's 45, calls her latest pregnancy a blessing. Is that all they do? Is that like rabbits or what?
Yeah.
Good grief.
What's the record, I wonder?
Maybe that's got to be the record. Well,
I don't think so. I don't think it
Duggars.
Is. And by the way, folks, this is all out of Herb Bagani.
Yeah, talk about a hot dog down the hallway.
Bagani.
I mean, yeah, this is not adoption or these all came out of
these
Herb.
These all came a natural
all
bird.
19 of them.
Highlighted.
They just...
Wow.
I'll explain Bagani later.
She didn't even have to push anymore.
Okay, yeah. According to someone...
Four out.
According to someone close to the Kardashian family, Kim's meeting with her soon-to-be ex, Chris Humphries, was not about reconciliation, but more to convince him to keep mum about their 72-day marriage, while their prenup says that he will get nothing if they're married less than 5 years. It's said that Kim will pay him a big chunk of money to prevent him from talking to magazines or writing a book about their short-lived.
What do you think it is she doesn't want him to talk about in 72?
Who the heck knows? But in the meantime, he's been approached by the Chippendales to be their celebrity MC at the Rio. And that's not all. A dating website called localhotclassifieds.com claims it's willing to match Chris's salary on Keeping Up with the Kardashians if he'll agree to become their new spokesperson.
We were contacted by the Chippendales. Dance with him.
Let Dan finish this funny bit. We'll go, and then what happened?
No, that was it. That was it. That they wanted
they
us to dance with
him.
They
contacted
him. Adele has successfully undergone laser microsurgery on her vocal cords to stop recurrent bleeding and prevent possible rupture from a benign polyp at a hospital in Massachusetts. The 23-year-old was recently forced to cancel her tour in support of her second album, which is currently on track to become the best-selling album of 2011. She's expected to make a full recovery.
I can't believe she's only 23.
I can't even believe I don't know who the heck she even is.
You don't know Adele. You know Adele's song.
No.
Rolling in the Deep.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Any,
40 years ago today, Led Zeppelin released their album Led Zeppelin 4, which featured the 8-minute, 2-second song Stairway to Heaven.
Wow.
40 years.
Oh, I do remember a commercial where I guess a guy won a date with her. Because I remember the guy says, "Hey, dude, you're getting Adele."
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
you. Brody Jenner, the stepbrother to Kim and the clan, and his girlfriend Avril Lavigne both sustained bloody cuts and bruises, with Brody getting stitches at a local hospital that's following a fight inside an L.A. club. He was supposedly breaking up a fight between Avril and another gal.
What do you think in London they started with that bloody everything? What started that? It's bloody good. Bloody this, bloody
that. I don't think they
that.
Do it anymore. That's what I was told.
Is that over?
I think so.
Avril Lavigne looks like she could be mean.
Yeah, I think
that's,
so
that's
too.
That's poetry.
Yeah. Hey. That's
poetry.
Chaz Bono is threatening to sue the National Enquirer over a cover story in its upcoming issue, in which the tabloid claims he'll die within 4 years because of supposed health issues stemming from his gender surgery.
No, I sure hope he doesn't die.
Yeah.
My life will be over.
At the movies, Puss in Boots was number one with $33 million.
Can you edit out Puss?
Yeah.
It's 2-week total, $75 million. Tower Heist opened in second place with $24 million. And A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas opened with $12.9 million. Happy birthday to Jack Osborne of Ozzy and Sharon clan. He's 26. Tara Reid is 36. She's scummy. Actress Parker Posey is 43.
Why do you say that?
She's gross.
Ring around the Parker.
She's scummy. What's her name?
Parker Posey.
Who's scummy?
Oh, Tara Reid.
Why is she scummy?
She's just slutty.
Okay.
In my opinion.
All right.
Gordon Ramsay, the chef, is 45. Leif Garrett is 50.
Leif Garrett.
Remember
him? Oh, he was a huge teen idol.
I couldn't tell you any song he did. Mary Hart is 60. Bonnie Raitt is 62.
My wife, 2 days ago, was standing next to Mary Hart walking down the street in Las Vegas.
Wow.
With her husband, yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Morley Safer is 80. And Patty Page, 84.
I had no idea she was still alive.
I didn't either. I looked it up and it said she still is.
Wow.
And that's the Wood Report.
Well, no, it's not just the Wood Report. It's the best Wood Report yet.
Ever.
Yeah. And it was brought to you by Tina Delphiez. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sorry to jump in and take such a huge chunk about Nancy Grace, but, you know, it's kind of like everything changed for me with Bill O'Reilly when he made that crack about Sean Hornbeck and never really apologized for that. What's wrong with apologizing? What is it that people have? What's the problem they have with saying, I am so sorry?
I think people like you better if you apologize.
They just try to forget about it and hope you forget about it.
No, they don't forget about it. It's always going to be on there, on the internet. The quotes will be there. People will bring it up in interviews, and that's when people take the microphone off and walk away. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this Herman Cain thing. You know, people are so quick to just, boy, jump on and accuse, and maybe he's guilty.
He's speaking, he was speaking live, I think he's
making a
press conference.
It may have just already happened.
Yeah, it is happening right now.
But it's going to be real interesting. Let me ask you a question. Why is what Herman Cain did, I think I know the answer to this, why is what he's supposed to have done so much worse than what Clinton did while he was in the White House with a 20-something intern on numerous occasions? I think the answer that people would give who think there really is a huge difference is that that wasn't sexual harassment, what Clinton did to her. That was just consensual playing, all right? Mm-hmm. Where the other one was, you want to work here, don't you, if that's true. I get that. But isn't it funny how what Mr. Cain is supposed to have done, maybe, but we don't even know he did it, this could already knock him out of the race, where we know for a fact what the other guy did while he was in office, and to this day, most people it's just like, so what?
If he was already there and people already liked him, he had a following.
And it really does always come down to, do people like you? And if you are a beloved, whatever, athlete, movie star, politician, it seems like, aside from murdering somebody, just about anything you do, if they really like you, they still like you.
He's pretty charismatic, that Clinton.
No, he's very charismatic. I don't run in circles where, you know, these $50,000 plate things and people go to, and they come to St. Louis and they stay in some big house on Lindell. But I was, as a guest of somebody else, I did have an opportunity to be in a room with Clinton when he was the president. And
really? Did you do your Clinton impersonation?
No, I didn't. But I did watch the women in the room, and when he walked in and walked by and was shaking hands, it was like they had been hypnotized or something. They it was amazing to me. And he's got these great blue eyes, and I get all that. I get
all
that.
Right.
I'd have slept with him.
Oh, wow.
It's just interesting to me that an allegation that has not been proven is so much more damning and damaging right now to this guy than something that really did happen was damaging to the other guy. Is that interesting? So we'll see. We'll see if it shakes out to be true or not. I know a lot of people didn't believe at first the whole Jennifer Flowers, Paula Jones. They thought, opportunists. Well, it turned out they were. They were telling the truth. But again, none of that even. It just didn't. With him, he's got that charisma. He's got something that allows him to just, just being a bad boy, I'm sorry, and everybody, well, don't you do that again, Billy. You know, women even and guys, of course. Yeah, you go, Bill. So it was an interesting time. American Equity Mortgage still has rates and APRs in the threes if you have good credit. Rates and APRs in the threes. Now, I could never explain to you with any sort of depth, the difference between APRs and rates and APYs, and there's all that stuff. All I know is that threes thing is ridiculously low. And it's been 50, 60 years since this country saw. My parents, if they had been able to buy a house, which they weren't when I was six or so, couldn't have gotten a rate lower than this. I mean, that's how while so many things have gone up and up and up and up, this is literally shot so far backwards that it's the perfect time. It's the absolute perfect time to get a mortgage, to get a home. You got two things going for you. You got ridiculously low rates, and you have, I mean, take your pick. Look at what's available in the real estate market at a fraction sometimes of what these homes would have cost 3 years ago. It's your day. If you're a renter, you need to get with American Equity Mortgage. If you are a homeowner, this is the time to refinance if you haven't done it, and take what would have been 15, would have been 30 years to pay off your house, and do it in 15. And in many cases, your payment stays the same. That's happening to people who haven't refinanced for a while. Check it all out. They'll be happy to talk to you about it. They've been doing this a long, long time. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and Tim Weiland has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hey, thanks a lot, Tina. We've just now got a report of another accident. It's on southbound 270 midway between Page and Olive that's got the left lane blocked. Traffic was already stop and go approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 370, the ramp to the Earth City Expressway, we've got a report of a vehicle that's on fire. Also on westbound 70, it's going to be heavy between Riverview and Jennings Station. Slow again from 94 through Zumbel and from 370 out through T.R. Hughes. Look for stop-and-go traffic there. Eastbound 270, that's jamming up now just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You know what's small and powerful? State minimum coverage from Safe Auto. Small enough to be affordable, powerful enough to keep you legal. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
If you're looking to keep your house updated, you're supposed to reinvest in your house every 10 years. Is it time to reinvest for a new kitchen or a new bath? Make sure you call Callier and Thompson. Callier and Thompson has been synonymous with quality here in St. Louis since 1955. And you might have heard the name and you might think to yourself, whoa, they're a little bit too rich for my blood. Don't think that. At Callier and Thompson, yes, they do quality remodels, but they also stay within your budget. Whether it's high-end or middle-end, whatever it is, Callier & Thompson will stay within your budget. 55 years of experience bringing you the latest in terms of styles, in terms of features, in terms of new kitchens and new baths. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. Or check out their showroom. It's on Manchester, just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's. You want quality kitchen and bath remodeling? You want Callier & Thompson and CallierandThompson.com.
Look at your car. Maybe you'd like a new one, but think it's not worth much as a trade-in. Well, it's worth a lot more than you think at Reno Guthrie Chevrolet in New Baden. In fact, Reno Guthrie Chevrolet needs your car so much, they're prepared to offer top dollar as a trade-in or write you a check for your vehicle, even if you think you owe more on your vehicle than it's worth. Why? Because Reno Guthrie Chevrolet has experienced an unprecedented increase of pre-owned car sales, and their pre-owned inventory is being depleted. This is not a gimmick. Drive by their new and pre-owned lot, and you'll see why. Now through November 21st, they're willing to pay top dollar for your trade, and depending on miles and condition of your car, could possibly give you more than what the clean, black book appraisal guide says it's worth. And at Reno Guthrie Chevrolet, all new vehicles have the invoice posted on the windshield. Call them at 1-800-338-3548. 1-800-338-3548. Reno Guthrie Chevrolet in New Baden. We make car buying fun and easy.
Hello, I'm John Crum of Addiction Treatment Strategies to say that addiction is a disease in which there are persistent changes in brain structure and function. what's different about what we're going to be able to do in that most of the patients who have come to us have already been into three other treatment programs. What we want to do is develop an individualized treatment program that assesses not only whatever the manifestations of your addiction are, but the underlying personality problems, which may be depression, bipolar, ADHD, something else, a co-occurring disorder is causing the problem. We want to treat both of those at the same time so that it increases the probability that you're going to have a more positive outcome. We're going to treat that both medically and with cognitive behavior therapy because that's what the research shows is the most effective strategy. That's what was published in the Journal of American Medical Association, May of 2006, and said it's the combined efforts of medication and cognitive behavior therapy through time. If you need help, consult our website, addictionts.com, for more information. At ATS, we offer hope.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they'd just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they'd go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful there. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is a unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the giant.
So it's the giant patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
Stop by the new Big Lots in Baldwin in the Old Town Plaza on Manchester Road, where you'll find extreme values throughout the store every day. Big Lots, big savings.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS, brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Hit the B square!
Tuesday, new release day for the CDs and the DVDs, and we have Joe Hipperson with us to tell you what they are, and it wouldn't be possible without a sponsor, and the sponsor for a long, long time has been Oreck. That's right, the name that's on one of the world's greatest, if not the world's greatest, vacuum cleaner, and it's on a lot of other products, too. And for the holiday season, a place I'll bet you didn't even think of as a place to go for some great gift ideas. You should do that. There are 7 Oreck Home Care Centers. They're locally owned and operated, and they'd love to have you pop in. Give it up, if you would, to Joe Hipperson, everybody.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Let me check. Great.
Actually, look at that. We're two peas in a pod, sir. I like that. Yep. Did that? What do you think about that expression?
Did you make that up? Two peas in a pod? You make it up?
Well, I don't like... Yes, I did. I made
it's
that
good.
Up.
It's good. I like it.
Don't like four peas coming at a pea pod, though.
Yeah, what's wrong with the other pot pea?
Yeah, you
possibly... Hey,
are they different?
You just want to share that one other pea for yourself?
Relax. The two of you talking right now could jump in Frank and I's pod anytime you want. You can always have a great old time.
I think you're all peeing on yourself.
Could
that's
jump,
fine.
You could jump in Frank and I's pod?
Okay, I'm sorry. Did I miss
it? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, it's New Release Tuesday. I'm going to let you know what you can rent, buy, and avoid. We'll start start out with music. If you're a fan of Rascal Flatts, and
I am.
If you've seen them in concert, you might get excited to pick up a copy of Rascal Flatts, the best of Rascal Flatts, live. So all your favorite Rascal Flatts songs, absolutely live, including their horrific remake of Life is a Highway. I'm a huge fan of the original, Frank. I really like to keep it real. The original Life is a Highway is where it's at for me.
I'm with you.
Thank you very much, Dan. That's really rare, man. You look at you and
I know.
Hey, birds with feather, right?
Yeah.
I wrote
you
that
guys
one
are
too.
Always
yeah,
in opposite pods.
Yes, I did, Frank. Yes, I did. Also, on the music end, get excited, all you fans of Bloodsucking, because the soundtrack to Breaking Dawn, that's right, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, the soundtrack to the film that's only just barely 2 weeks away, is now available today, so you can listen to that. And, you know, you can all...
You mind if I suck on that?
Yep. Dream of wonderful, you know, Jacob and Bella and Edward. And I'm not really... Okay, I'm Team Edward. I'll just put that out there. Just wanted to get it out of the way. Yes, I am Team Edward.
I don't even know.
Okay. Hey, Disturbed. Disturbed is for all you Hot Topic freaks. They've got a new record out called Lost Children. The one album that I will recommend today more than any other would be Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Check this out. Noel Gallagher was the producer and main songwriter of the group Oasis, who tragically broke up a few years back, 2009. Since then, he's done really nothing in the music world. So today, very first ever solo record from Noel Gallagher, the brother of Liam. They're very famous brothers, Frank. They fight a lot. They've written some good songs. A real Lennon-McCartney kind of relationship, one of they're actually related. And you know, they're good, don't get me wrong, but together they're a force not really anybody can reckon with. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, that is my pick of the week as far as what record you've got to put in your collection.
Okay.
If you're in the mood for some 3D, a couple of Blu-ray 3D films have come out today. Meet the Robinsons in Blu-ray 3D. You've also got G-Force. Both those movies, by the way, are kind of pathetic, but there's a few more. Let's see, Chicken Little 3D Blu-ray and Bolt 3D Blu-ray. Bolt, actually, I will be honest, yes, it's got Miley Cyrus. Yes, it has. John Travolta has a talking dog. I really do like the movie Bolt.
I missed the cat. I'm in the movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, as far as kid flicks go, I can deal with that one. Dan, I'm going to guess you were a fan of this. Mr. Magoo, the TV series.
No.
No.
Really?
No, I was never a fan of
this. He used to aggravate the heck out of me.
Yeah. Okay, well,
like, he was irritating. No, he was irritating.
Yeah. That's the whole point. He couldn't see anything.
Oh, all Magoo. He had to do was get glasses.
What was his... He had a saying.
Oh, Magoo, you've done it again.
You've done it. Yeah, that's... You've done it again.
Good job. Good stuff. Mr. Magoo, the complete television collection from 1960 to 1977. $75 for all 11 DVDs available today.
Mr. Magoo.
That was on for 17 years?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's not funny.
Huge show. All right, on Blu-ray for the first time ever today, you've got Mutiny on the Bounty. Really, really good flick, man. On Blu-ray, first time ever. Also, Marlon Brando in One-Eyed Jax is on Blu-ray for the first time. Nicole Kidman, smoking hot in a movie called To Die For. Very good, very twisted flick you can pick up on Blu-ray for the first time. Also available, of course, we have Cars 2. If you really want to get something for a kid that digs cars and the whole Cars experience, the Director's Edition 11 Blu-ray disc box set.
Whoa.
For Cars and Cars 2. 11 Blu-ray discs for $119 available today. The Jason Bateman very funny flick called Change Up is available today. There's a movie with Jason Statham and Ray Winstone, as well as Mickey Rourke and 50 Cent. It's called 13. It's a really twisted take on gambling with people doing a little Russian roulette action. Kind of reminds you a bit of the Deer Hunter here and there. It's called 13. Worth a rental. Definitely don't buy it. One of the things you might want to buy, we're right around the corner with Christmas and people are trying to buck up now so they can get gifts really cheap. Band of Brothers and the Pacific, two amazing TV shows that HBO put out. A Blu-ray box set today, Frank, is available featuring every episode of the Pacific and Band of Brothers. It is out on Blu-ray, all of them, $199. I found it on Amazon for $99.
Wow.
Two shows, the complete series run, in a Blu-ray box set.
Hey, I'm going to let you run over to 5230 because of what I'm about to do. This HBO has come along in the last two or three years and has eaten everybody else's lunch. Have you seen this upcoming series called Luck with Dustin Hoffman and a whole roster of big stars? Have you seen the promos for
that? Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm between that and Boardwalk Empire. Is that Showtime or HBO?
Boardwalk Empire is HBO.
They're spending some money. I mean, big budget money. I think it's going to pay off if it hasn't already. They're doing some good stuff.
No, it definitely shows. You've got on Blu-ray again, first time ever, the Paul Newman film Absence of Malice is available for the first time today.
Good one.
Blue Velvet on Blu-ray for the first time ever. So is Executive Decision. If you want to see Angelina Jolie totally naked,
yes,
and with full-on lesbianism, the uncut director's edition of Gia. All right. Gia, the story of the world's first real big supermodel, heroin junkie, whatever.
It's on TV.
Yeah, man, this is the unrated lesbian full-on nudity thing. There you go. Frank, sorry, man. Cannonball Run on Blu-ray for the first time ever today. How cool is that? All right, you also got a movie called The Fisher King, my favorite Terry Gilliam, Robin Williams film. Yes, Robin Williams is in it. Yes, he's full frontal naked. Heads up, full warning, The Fisher King. And last but not least. I'll wrap this one real quick for you, sir. If you're a fan of Law & Order, the entire series of Law & Order is available today in a box set. It features 104 DVDs, the entire series, for $699.
104.
There you go. That does it for me. I'm out. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
That may be a new record price for a collection of DVDs.
That's ridiculous.
$1. You can't. You have to let your kids... The next generation has to pick up where you left off when you died watching that stuff. It takes so long to watch it. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the really nice folks at all the Oric home care centers. On the way, Bill Clevelin. And also on the way, a quick word about a couple of guys who are... You ever do business with somebody and they're really nice and then they continue to be nice and easy to work with and you start to get suspicious because they're so nice and you think, these guys are almost too nice. That's Mark and Jason. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. They are so easy to talk to and easy to deal with. You're kind of waiting for, okay, well, the next meeting, they're gonna do something. It's gonna really turn me off. No, they're not pushy. They are not forceful. They're just knowledgeable about money and what to do and not to do with money. At least their best opinion, based on lots of years of working with lots of money, millions of dollars of other people's money. And they realize what they've been put in charge of. When you hand over your $25,000 or more to them for safekeeping and investing, and they want some advice. What do I do with it? What should I do with it? There are a lot of things that go into that decision. They'll ask you some questions. You'll ask them questions. If you already have a financial advisor, I'd talk to them anyway. Compare what your old advisor says versus what they have to say. And if what you're doing is right, they'll tell you, don't change this. Don't change this. You might want to change this other thing you're doing. $25,000 or more worth a phone call, and you know where to get the info. They're with Stiefel Nicholas, and you can find out everything you need to know at markandjason.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, they are... Things are looking pretty normal right now as far as rush hour traffic. It's stacked up on westbound 40 from Kings Highway out through McCausland. You're heavy again from Lindbergh to Mason and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Some slow pockets there. Look for heavy traffic on westbound 70 from 5th Street all the way out through T.R. Hughes. That'll be in pockets also. Northbound 170 heavy from 70 up through 270. On southbound 170, you're slowing now from about Del Mar down through Brentwood. And southbound 270, stop-and-go traffic midway between Dorset and Page down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners with Toyota, dependability comes standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis Area Toyota dealer for factory-recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Leon, and I believe you deserve healthy teeth and gums. At Arnold Dental Arts, our goal is to help our patients reach the best level of craniofacial and dental health that they can.
We provide the full range of general dental services for individuals and families, including single-visit CEREC crowns, cosmetic procedures, mercury-free fillings, gum disease therapy, including the PerioProtect system, TMJ therapy, oral surgery, and orthodontics. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff delivers personalized attention in a gentle and caring atmosphere. We strive to improve the overall health of our community, one patient at a time. Call my office today at 636-296-6885 and speak to Connie, our scheduling coordinator, about an appointment. You can also visit us on the web at www.arnolddentalarts.com.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold 3 Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified Remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Bill.
I'd like to begin with a leftover from yesterday, shall
okay.
we?
Okay.
All right. Well, it was the weekend. We set our clocks back 1 hour, or as Rosie O'Donnell calls it, an extra hour of lunch. Lady Gaga is launching the Born This Way Foundation to further inspire young people. And Gaga says, you know, it's important to give something back, so maybe she should start by giving back all her ideas to Madonna.
Yeah, no kidding.
And TMZ reports that Kim Kardashian has gone into hiding.
Oh, no.
Gone into hiding. Yeah, she disappeared. I mean, she's only done 12 TV appearances today. Find her anywhere. And finally, this afternoon...
They'll find her butt first.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hard to hide that.
Yes, you will. Well, British tabloid has reported that Kate Middleton may be pregnant.
Yeah.
The Palace is refusing to comment, and today out of habit, Justin Bieber denied any involvement.
I don't blame him.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from rainy downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Bye, Bill.